Kofnan Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. Mekar brings down that there's a Chiyav Kofnan Yad Levinis Beis HaKnesses. We force everyone to go ahead and build a shul. It's we didn't hear that you let a Sugiz Chashmish, but you let a force anything which is Hechrich, something which the Tzibur needs. So the Loch is you let a force the Tzibur to go ahead and do it. And therefore you let a force to go ahead and build a shul. The Chashulchan brings down, even if you have a shul, if you're just renting, we're renting, and then you want to go ahead and build one, he says that, you know, if it's a tzerech, he says that also it's a davar hechrich to have your own, have your makim, which, he says also, then basically it's a tzerech tikkun hechrichi, if you need a tikkun hechrichi, he says that, like, Moshe Telef, Gesham, is kakuk sam, ketsubem, if there's some type of, any which hechrich, he says that avadi you could force in a moistly technique to do it. How b'shiyefi ba'am and yirei chalak of zeza. That if it's something which is just v'yirefi ba'am, you can't force it. But if it's there's some type of tikkun which that they feel they need, then you can go ahead and do it. So if yesh makam makam b'minim misayim mispalim, we have a makam which they're renting savam. Merch, you have to look at the Knesset, if you have to afford it to build a shul, you can look at Zeza, you can force it. You can force them to go ahead and do it. Now, in terms of building based mikdash, there's also mikdash shanti b'seichem, that the Zohar learns that it's mitzvah deraisa to binyan based mikdash. And the Kepin Eir Zeza is coming a little bit stamming from that a little bit. It's mitzvah deraisa to go ahead and build a based mikdash. Loshen akar kemach. Any siyua which a person does in a based Knesset is a tremendous schus, he says. If you had one wall, if you had one little masmer into the shul, you had any little addition to the shul, you put all things over there. Everything is a tremendous chus and a tremendous mitzvah when one does any basic knesses. So this is because the Zohar goes that there's going to be a mitzvah deraisa v'asli mitzvah v'shanti v'seichem. The pasuk pshat is deraisa. They bring back the Jewish example from the Stei Chemin. It brings down that those who say that it's not really Teresa, it's just the Rabbana, and also Mikdash going on the base of Mikdash, right? So I don't know if it's Mikdash Ma'at. The question is that the Hechrich meaning that it's going to be Mr. Teresa? So he says, you know, it could be just a, you know, Stei Chemin, right? The base of Knesset would say that that it's not really Teresa, it's just going to be a Mitzvah the Rabbana. Stay calm with Klamrach is fine. So that's beside Etzem, you know, the Etzem Bini Basic Essence. In terms of making separate minyanim, so the Razavir speaks about you have a shul, you want to have a break off minyan, remember? Like way long ago. The first week I broke this minion open, so yesterday is Friday night. So I spoke a little bit about the nice day of, like, you know, breaking off to make a new shul. Like, it's not so pashat, you know, mechitesa, you know, to secede from the union, you know. It's like, so Mishra brings down over here our advance, which says that. There should be one shul and everything should go well. Avchel, give me yoytze toiv. She's spelled for kafni asma. And if it's person more comfortable, person has a daven. He writes person has a daven in a place where first feels comfortable. He says for sure if there's me machlekes. And ask me levech. If you're shemayim, if you should tell him skaitim machlekes. Avada, you should do it separately. But right, so person has to be comfortable where he davens. So therefore, in order. Therefore, that, you know, that's the concept of making a separate minyan, because the Indian, that a person damages better and does better avodas Hashem in a place where a person is more comfortable. That's Adkan Divrei HaRadvaz. Shmuel writes, it's a very big isser to go ahead and stop. Oh, the stop is a shuva Ramesha in Alpha Makas. In terms of opening up another shul, you put another shul out of business. So, Kipshuda, you would say that, you know, shul is not a business. It's a, you know, tachlis of yeshiva and the tachlis of, Anybody in public, you know, it's, you're there for the tzibur, you're a, I think Mara says in Brachas, I'm not giving you shrar, you're getting avdas, right? It's very true. But you know, the positive side is that there's no such thing as no zech, right? They set over from as a private on Segel on Sukkos. So he has like a Kabbalah's cow. So Rav Shlin came in, and he asked Rav Dan Segel, like, what makes him maybe a good Rav? Like, he's Manika, okay. He's Rav Ranashko, like, my Matzach Hasot, he's a big Rav. So Rav Dan Segel, the Kavik says, that the secret to success for anybody, whether it's a Rav, a Maggid Shir, whatever it is, there's no Zen, there's no you. It's only about the Tzibra, it's not you, and there's no anything. But Al Kopanim, so Kipshuta, there is, you know, when Kasa comes to Yeshiva, has to be the same thing, but I'm not sure. This could be, you know, Hashem, work for yeshiva, and a bacha comes over to you, wants to know whether he should, you know, what's good for him. Should he leave the yeshiva? But if he leaves the yeshiva, it's really, really, very, very, very bad. It's something which would not go for the yeshiva. So the question is, what your achrayus is. So he writes, and I think Alpha Mechas about opening the shul. The new shtibul is opening up, and like, put the other one. Wipe it out, you know, some coffee, cake, chakras, and chulo, chomas asif. So Moshe Rai is very, very stark that it's also do such a thing. And Chesu Mishpat, the guy, like, bought a house and now you put him out of business. Shtelsu, there's a
the
new shul, the new shul, you're going to have to pay money. You're going to, it's the Chiyav Mama, and he writes that this Aviyah stuff, which Bisesav mentioned, which is not for down Shulchan Aruch, which is a big kuach, with the whole of Ernat, that is. You know, one of the misconceptions is not like going to take away your parnasa, right? That's how one thinks, right? Yerim l'nasa chaveri, ink is a devar kamat. I think Mara says, Mabasa, I want Mabasa, the Echbar. Mara says, you pay taxes, but open up. It's not called, maybe some of you are in city, you can't come in from that city, but open up another business. And halachically, there's no problem. In most cases. Now, you know, hashkafically, l'man ha-shalom, do we try to recommend you? Try to find something else. You have another eitzah. Yeah, we do the man shalom. But halachic is no problem. Now there is one shita aviyasaf, which has a case like this: that there is a, let's say, marketplace or you know, a place where they have all the stores, and a guy has a store at the end of the marketplace, and you want to open up like right at the beginning. So the only way to get to that guy is to pass through me. So no one in the world is actually walking extra 2 minutes to go to that guy, and it's behechrich bechafzah to be put the guy out of business. So the Beis Yosef writes that that's not the Yoram Nasai, that's like Mazik, and if it's Behechrik and you put him out of business, you can stop him from doing that. Which, it's only Behechrik and you put him out of business, like a case like that. You know, there's a guy who goes a little cheaper prices, so I'll just match him, like, but yeah.
So if there's two entrances to that Chanot, then you want to be an issue?
Yeah, it's a type of case, like a stream case. He has to walk through you in order to get to there. In other words, the only way to, you know, let's say there's an entrance to the marketplace, you have to walk through here, and I'm right over here, I have to park myself over here. And you're already down there, so why should I go to you? So he says, if it's a hechrich like that, it's up to the aviyasaf that that's not the sugya, and everyone agrees that. Because Beis Yosef does not bring down the aviyasaf.
If Moshe is going,
wait, Beis Yosef does not bring down the aviyasaf.
Beis
Yosef mentions it, it's not brought down the Shulchan Aruch. There's some sefer brought down Beis Yosef over there, Fanar, thanks, Bob. Does bring down the aviyasaf. Mentions it, he goes to the aviyasaf. And Ramos in this tshuva goes to the aviyasaf. He's a putting out of business and chayev and whatever. Amongst the batik dinim, they use it as a sveka the dinna. They don't, we had the shayla over here when Mayan opened up. So there was a Markolot that does not exist anymore. So I could know Markolot exists with Mayan, could be with a big store. Like the price which Mayan was selling the bread and milk, and they start like also they start cheaper, then they go up. Cheaper than the Marcolo was buying it for. They're a big franchise. Get to, you know, that guy in the shadow. Can they stop and not stop them? You know, the guy ended up, you know, money, which you want to support, if you're paying more than what it's worth. In other words, get the shadow all the time. There's some cleaning ladies who are on EM. People can't use my money for it. Only they charge extra. You know, there's now cleaning ladies cost 60 shekel an hour. Is that going right now, I think? So if they're charging 75, that 15 shekel you could go at it. And, you know, if they're not better or whatever, you go in and do it. But anyhow, the Aviyasaf, because Ramosha writes in Tshuva, gave me a very off tangent over here. But anyway, Ramosha writes in Tshuva, Alpha Mechas, he still said Aviyasaf, and he writes, he can open up a shul, we put it in a business. Like, you know, that was a big chiddush, but a big around, you know. So anyhow, in terms of stopping somebody from making a shul, it says Grace of Aveira, stopping somebody from making a shul, which also gives him a chiddush of Mishpah, guy wants to plop down a shul in your building. Can you stop him or not? Which the shul actually opened up in a Yamsaf 8. In an apartment building, you did first 2 weeks. Somebody opened the guy opened the shul, whatever, a we found some of it. There was a gam there, so we got rented it for him on Shabbos. But after the guy opened it up, really, he's like, whoa, he's putting a shul in his building, and his apartment's like on top of it. It's like, maybe it's not so smart, because he ended up coming out like here this week, but like, that's just a good thing to do. We can have a shul underneath you, schiras, no kids are. After Chaim Kanievsky, Chaim Kanievsky told him, like, if you have the courage to get out of there, you should get the shul out of there. So the shul lasted 2 weeks. We didn't have another place to go. We got a tremendous amount of shmai. Because there is halachically chesh a mishpah, the Gemara brings down that someone wants to be yeshiva, so you can't complain about the noise of kol nechasa kol yoytzeh, because mitzvah. Anytime somebody's doing a mitzvah, you can't complain. A guy wants to be a surfer stam. Anything which is mitzvah, you don't have right to complain if they're doing it in an apartment building. Like someone wants to close down brafins because it's like in a residential area. You can't do that halachically. Maybe you could call the area, but halachically you can't do that because someone which is a mitzvah, the fair shikamah, you can't do it. So in Kipshut, the passage is a shul also.
Shiva, what?
Mitzvah. You can't stop a mitzvah. You can't complain there's noise or when somebody's doing a mitzvah, whatever. So it is a Shiva Levi as a sefer on the Tikkun Seir. I've done it, Shiva Levi. Which he writes that maybe in a shul is like Beda, maybe it's different. There is maybe a kwacha some among some but they didn't know, maybe a shul maybe it's different. But I can find him probably you'll lose in it in terror because you know there's a yesh variation.
What's the type of what's
being in such a kpeda that you know you the most you can't compare the kol chas and kol yaitzim. The noise, the rash. But like having a shul which is put down, it's the dangerous things if you're on top of it, things like that. So it's Mamash Kepeda Gemura, makes the value. I think somewhere down in, you know, they built a shul in the basement in one of those Sereskin buildings, like no one bought the apartments, right? You know, it's like, it makes your apartment go down, so there's a tzad like that, but it's not such a classical tzad. And whatever, find it. Okay, let's go back. Berlach brings down when you're building a shul, you shouldn't. Ain't living space because I did goyim, but fat. Let's keep a hechel and noyim, you shouldn't do a each day as well. But there's any not doing a day goyim. Lamaisa nowadays, Udechal, and other aren't so many Jewish workers, Kabbalanim, so Udechal, do that game. Happens to be the Arabs, Api, their religion, they're not allowed to build a shul. No, from, I remember when we broke down the wall in Pagi, so I called us in the Kabbalan. He said, his Arabs aren't doing it. None of his Arabs, they were religious Arabs, and they're not allowed. You have to have like special, they have like special Arabs who work these things. And they're not, they don't build synagogues. Anyhow.
So, the Kabbalan knew the halacha. Why did the Kabbalan do it like that?
No. They're Arabs up in Muslim doctrine.
They're
you're infidel, and you're supposed to get killed. And for sure, you can't build a marbatum in the world. By,
so, like all the shuls in England?
They're built by this. The non religious Arabs don't have the problem. Right? It's not the. The you know the religious ones are praying 5 times a day, and they're not doing it. Yeah, but anyhow, so the kids of the minig, you know, we're not so macbeth about this. So the stick heaven brings down that if it's gonna be nicer or a better job, so then you know we'll make all the kavachayim brings down maybe Indian to like messiah a little bit. There's a chef doing a day good, so how you getting this bin based knesses? Mitzvah is the it's a mitzvah which is a tzaddik mitzvah. It's not a meisim mitzvah. You know, sometimes mitzvah is tzaddik, right? Micah is a big grade, right? Mitzvah is Micah, if you go a day goy. So, mitzvah is tzaddik, it's the meisim, maybe mitzvah is tzaddik, some of our parents, mitzvah is tzaddik, the kind of mitzvah you do a day goy.
This is just the art of the
Ojas. He says the.
That's an example
of mitzvah. Oh, you can't. Shouldn't do the show. It doesn't
really matter. Okay, that's the show.
Yeah. Fine. Mechaber brings down halacha, which is anybody makes kesef begavi shayer has to be the base of the kena, has to be the top of the city, has to be gvoi mikobot deir shem. So Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph brings down like chamer de kazach not to do it. And shaylas, how can we not nizar b'zeh? Which is yesh kamer shem nizar b'zeh. There are some places like here not being nizar b'zeh. There are some places which are not nizar. Kazach reinim, what's the reason why? Since they're goyim, which do it higher, so b'lavach is the hekeh basic knesses. Can't do it. When we can read the chizah, like, not doing it. He said, if any other goyim, you know, see, if you're in New York City, any other goyim aren't going to do it, so you don't have much of a choice. But that's a little bit problematic, you know, that's some be soyer to shul, something which is know, the highest thing in the city. Says he can build higher, it's brought down, you force the guy to take it down. So she says, what's the, you know, are there any Libudi Aschusim for this?
Theoretically, if there's more than one shul in the city, which shul would you go by?
So Sfas Emes says that if you have one in the city, that if there's one in the city, it's going to be good enough. So we had Bells for a lot of years. Bells did that. They built the highest thing in the city, and you know, we came with Bells. But since then, they put up some really tall buildings. So Bells, I don't think, is the highest anywhere. And I don't think so. But that was one plan. So there is a Meiri in the Sugya which says along the lines of that if the Chalal from floor to ceiling is higher than all the other houses, then it also is okay. And as the fact they have a 14-story building, each story is 3 meters, and a shul is 6 meters, so then it's better and it's more nicer and more yoifi. And so therefore, you know, that's one of the, you know, big limited schusim that people say. The pshat is that the shuls are higher, right, inside. You know, the houses are like 2 meters, 2.5 meters, 3 meters, and maybe like a big whatever, you know, that's a limited schus. Shemzam says also, yeah, it's not clear what was Samechan and the Chishnim, maybe the Chilainim would do, you know, this is the Chilainim. But that's a B-side. If you ever open a new yeshiva, new yeshiva, you should really put the, you know, shul in the highest place. Merksi discusses, like, all of, you know, if it's like a mountain, everyone lives on the bottom of the hill, but on top of the hill, it's like difficult for people. So he says, okay, you know, at the end of the world, put it lower down. I'm just thinking now, I went somewhere recently, it's like right out of Yerushalayim. Attack of the shul is on the highest point of the thinking out. Maybe it's on top of the mountain, you know, that's where you put the shul, you know, technically.
If someone had a choice to buy like a higher apartment, like does it matter where the apartment would be? If someone would buy like a higher or lower apartment, then it's like higher or lower than the shul. If the building's really built,
Choyer was built already. I don't think. Larry knew she might be
in
business.
It's not helping. I mean, anyone, someone's going to be living there. And the shul's not that high.
Yeah, but says you. Says the guy did it and whatever. Stoma, Larry knew she might be in business. I'm saying. And finally, she lied me. I mean, Bell's like. Yeah, I don't think we're all. That's a night between Achmer. Yeah, if you buy the Kenegach in the basic classes, so we're not. Dalam is not enough. Normally, if we have to go make it for Amis, normally to make a Dalam is my guy's window. You know, it's fucking out the light. View in Allah doesn't get much of a mention. Back in somebody's view.
So it's light. I mean, not like we have lights.
If you get light, if you're 4 hours away, the guy gets some light. Light is something, but view is not. You have to make a Dalam.
I think nowadays it's a plus. We have lights in
the house. So it's definitely much nicer. Sunlight is definitely much nicer. And the night down, whatever. So Dalam is very little Dalam. But view is not, you know, people buy apartments with a view. Like, you know, like I have a gorgeous view now. I'm sure one day there'll be buildings going up somewhere around there and a block the view. You know, Pialacha is not much one.
The Dalam is that the basic necessity?
But it has to be more, being that it needs bigger windows. So, you know, you're going to need a bigger space. The Rambam makes down that the beam is supposed to be in the Be'emsa Beis HaKnesses in order to stand in the Torah, in order everyone should hear it. So Sefer writes, Rambam makes down from Sefer Veishtarik that the reformers change, and it was like the reform, and in the cards in the Rambam, Sukkot and Aleph, brings down Venice Rabbin, parts of Minig HaKayim, and the school lessons, beam is Samach Halar and HaKadosh. Okay, you want to go Dakar HaKayim, like they do in the Medizara, and he writes, it's a terrible thing to do, and Sefer, screams about it. Ramay says a tshuva in Beis Aleph, that in Hungary, someone wrote in Hungary, there was a kapita not to walk into a shul, which does that. Some Ashbam says, it doesn't really have such a kapita like that. The good thing is, the writer says, Dumi to Mizbeach, he says, not the real reason Dumi to Mizbeach, the real reason is the pasha that people should hear. So maybe in Hungary there's a kapita because of the reform, but like he doesn't think there's a kapita nowadays. But anyhow, Ramay says that he's supposed to make it somewhere in the middle. He says he can make it a little bit not mama center, because a lot of times shuls, an interesting chibi raise, a lot of times shuls don't fill up, right? So you have more people, so when it doesn't fill up, where do people sit?
Back.
See, right, so not people on the front. So more people towards the front, so maybe you want to have it maybe a little bit towards the front as opposed to the back, just be center of the people. But, but because so Well, Magpid should be Bemsa, Nam, that as Imam is doing his Beyak, Shava, Shava, Bemsa, Nachalum, Achmim, is a Kokach. But definitely you should not, you know, to do it in the front, all the way in the front, blanked, whatever, you know, like the Avezer or something, which is not the Seder. Says the entrance is connected Netzash and Sambai by Seir. And as if they dive into his Meir, we shall put it towards Mizrach. They try to do that in some shuls, not always so practical, but like, you know, the entrance is from the back as opposed to being from other places.
If it's on the side in the back, like we have in shul.
Yeah. It's not what I'm saying. But,
that's the same thing, or better?
I was talking about Bima, just mentioned quickly, the Shaila, is there a Kepeda in terms of where the Chaz is supposed to be standing, the Shaila Tzibur? So, it's not Muska so many places. Moshe has a tshuva about it, and it's basically of Chaz, and Cecilia has a tshuva about it. Brings up an interesting Mar Mokam, whose name I've never heard of. He wants to say that definitely the Minig was that it's when the bread of the Aron Kodesh, the Shekhinah is over there, and give cover to Yemin. He's running away that some places are trying to change it, and they do like in the middle. He writes that he found two Friedeker, like names he never heard of, who say, like, you know,
Moshe, you're
no, Cecilia Zimmer. Moshe just mentions, like, that was the minute. But Cecilia Zimmer is more like the guy went to switch it, and the people were knocked it on it. And so, brings out to, it's like Carolyn David or whatever, saying that the Minig is on, that it should be on the right of Aron Kodesh, that's called Vashchina. Some places start now start doing it in the middle.
That's they like do a, that like the Minig Yeshivas.
The way that's in the middle?
It's that pick Chazi.
The way, what should they do it?
The Chazi Yeshimakim is with their claws on the right, and the Yeshivas that I've seen are in the middle.
In the middle, I'm trying to think right now.
I think Pesach is in the middle. Scranton's in the middle.
Middle, Chazheim's in the middle. I'm over here, I just checked today. It's in the middle. But,
yeah.
The mirror's in the middle? The mirror's also in the middle. Is the middle towards right or just down the middle?
Just
down the middle. Just down the middle, I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we usually have on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it comes up, like, because we want to move over it's, for the ladies to hear. Because it got, you know, it's, yeah. Not the mamash mamash kaveda.
Kabbalah Shabbos, we do with the beam or something.
Yeah, it's something. Where does that come from? It's really good. Fine, because we want the kufna aleph.